worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go.
We're going to play a game on the podcast today. It's called Who Drank the Most Energy Drinks Today?
Ooh.
Ooh. I get... It's already at a dead heat. Welcome to a freak accident. We got four hosts on the show. I'm Crisco. I'm one of them.
I'm Lazy E, and I have a very important piece of advice to give today.
Ooh, I wonder if it'll help me with my situation that I have going on.
Well, I'll go first and see if it helps you.
I have a bad feeling it will, which makes me nervous. We got our third host across the table from me there.
Hi there. I'm Kara, the third host.
Right. Well, technically fourth, I guess, because she came last.
I am Kara, the fourth host, sitting in the third seat.
We'll fix that in post.
Yeah, don't worry. Like everything. And who else is here? You have a name?
Nope. She's number two.
She's poopy.
I am. I'm number two today.
She is number two today. Yeah. So Poops McGee.
I'm Mickey. Hi.
Yeah. All right. Our unicorn, our resident unicorn. The show is, of course, called A Freak Accident, in case you didn't know already. And our website, in case you didn't know that either, is afreakaccident.com. It is super easy.
We try to
streamline it directly into your brain. Not too much thinking, because we know that hurts. And our email, if you'd like to reach out to the show for any reason, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. You guessed it. So, we are here with another bit of audio newness, freshness, goodness to deliver to you. Mm-hmm. And Lazy E apparently has advice, life advice for all of us.
It really is. It's important life advice. It doesn't matter if you're dumb or smart. It doesn't matter if you're fat or skinny. It doesn't matter if you're fast or slow.
I've been all of these things, so this is hitting me.
At the end of the day, it's night.
It's even worse the second time you hear it.
Oh, did he tell that to you earlier today?
We have a Twitter account, a separate TikTok account that's all knock knock jokes.
Yeah. Oh my god,
we do.
So I just, it starts out with me knocking on the door. I say the joke and I walk out.
That's fantastic.
More impressive, what can I say?
How many views do you have already?
10. No. I don't know. We usually average around like 500 or 600 per TikTok.
10 million?
Yes. Only 10 million views.
We haven't gone viral yet, but we're going to.
What's it? Put in a plug for it.
Knock Knock PA.
I appreciate the fact that they're putting their focus into that. While Lazy E has to remind Kara to post things like the listener active on our Facebook
page. I have to remind her about the knock knock joke too. I walk to her door and go, we're doing a knock knock.
Kara's too busy trying to become a television star to care about any of the rest of this crap.
Just adding more things to my list, but I can't remember the things I already have to do.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's what secretaries are good for.
That's what I need, an assistant just to follow me around.
You do, Lazy E.
No.
You're not getting paid.
Well, then I'm definitely not doing it.
For sure. Free.
Wow.
Unpaid internships are a real thing.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not getting credits.
Yeah, radio legitimately mm-hmm. takes advantage of unpaid internships.
I know they do.
It's slave labor.
Yep.
And the thing is, they're like, oh, but we'll give you credit towards something in your college major or whatever. Like, I don't know how much that's actually worth, it definitely doesn't equal the amount of time that you actually spend working there.
I did have to do an internship for my college credit.
Ew.
Like, for my degree, I needed to do an internship.
Ew.
And then, well, that's how I got my job, so it worked out.
I didn't have to do an internship, but I did do one, and it was for free also at the radio station. And all I got out of that was, like, connections. I didn't get, maybe like a couple CDs.
Well, you're working there now, though.
Yeah, and a job, I guess, later on in life.
Yeah.
Because I'm old now.
How many years ago later was that?
20.
Oh my God.
But it got
comes
you
full circle.
It got those connections got you out of the rancid puddle that was your family business that you were drowning in at the time.
I love my family so much, and I loved the business so much, and I still do. And I hope everyone is doing well, and it's great. But also, like, just wasn't.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, as they say, and that was really your goal. You just wanted to love them even more.
Yeah, there were just a couple bad apples in the bunch, and they were enough to just. Take it down, baby!
Auntie!
She took it down! Take it to the house! Oh my God, another remake. Anyway, so who had too
many
energy?
Who's in the lead? I think it's one of them's pulling ahead.
No, I think they're kind of equal.
Who had the most?
Yeah. What?
This is my first one.
Oh, I already had two. One was a Red Bull that was big. The ounces are irrelevant.
How many ounces was it? Big.
The other one was a monster. Not a monster. That's a lie. It was a bang. And that was because it was the cheapest one to get, and I needed a quick one before I got into work. You know, that
Now we know the answer of she bang, she bang.
Right.
She does.
Well, I see Lazy E's drinking one now that is Skittles flavored. Because if I'm thinking, man, how can I make this possibly more sugary and sweet, over the top, jittery nonsense even worse?
Add Skittles
to it.
It legit tastes like Skittles.
But it has zero sugar in it. Look at it. It says zero
Isn't
sugar.
Isn't Skittles only one flavor?
No.
You know, there's worse
you
things.
You monster.
That's M&M's.
There's bad things beyond sugar, chocolate. Though. The sugar isn't the be-all, end-all of bad things. There are other bad things,
too. Oh, no,
there's
much more in there that is bad.
Yeah.
That's why I don't look at the ingredients.
Yeah, what do you need to know that for?
Yeah.
It's not important. Just put it in your body.
Ignorance is bliss.
America.
It basically has niacin and B12 in it.
What? I really thought the top of the can said it had carcinogen in it.
Oh, my God.
It's a can of cancer.
What does it say? Yes.
Carnosine.
Now with more cancer than ever. That's what the 4Cs stand for. Cancer, and...
Carnosine.
Yeah, just in case you were wondering. And zero sugar.
It's the world's...
sugar, though.
The
so.
World's worst law firm ever. But anyway, your advice, though, while profound...
Well, not useful.
I'm not sure how much it's going to benefit.
It's true. Yeah.
So do you guys remember months ago? I don't even know. I think I talked about it on the show. I've talked to so many people about it already. But the issue with my shoulder that I've been dealing with, the injury that I did talk about.
That
on
you're
the
going
show,
to be getting surgery on.
I'm getting surgery. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's official now. So it's going to be about a month from now.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I don't know if I'll be on the show that week when it rolls around. It hasn't been like scheduled exactly yet. Like I'm waiting for the scheduling office to give me the exact date, but it's going to be late October, according to my doctor.
Have you had any surgeries before?
I have had surgeries before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've had a couple, literally two.
Okay.
But so this is not, and it's, I guess it's relatively, like non-invasive, I guess. It's arthroscopy.
Oh.
So they have to go in because my shoulder's all real bad messed up. And I thought maybe a steroid injection would fix some of the problems, and it did jack all. So he's got to go in there and clean everything out. So I've got like, did I tell you recently that I found like the notes from radiology in my patient portal? Like, our local hospital system is incredibly efficient. They have two separate patient portals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems right.
I had no idea because I kept getting invoices from them. They're like, you have money that you owe us. And I'm like, no, I don't. I go into the portal. It says zero. What am I supposed to do? This is a lie. It's a scam of some kind.
Well,
then I found out, oh, no, there's another portal. Okay, there's my balance. Thanks.
That balances to pay for the other portal.
Yeah.
Imagine how many people are actually paying both those bills, like not realizing, just thinking it's accurate.
It's stupid.
There's definitely people that are doing that.
But anyway, I found out about this second portal and I realized, oh, look, like all these test results and everything that like I've been getting done that they've been sending to me.
That you haven't been able to see.
Right, yeah, I can see all of them, you know, along with, like, all of the doctor's notes and everything else. They're all in this one. So I saw the radiologist's notes, and, like, basically, I have bursitis, tendinosis, tendinitis, and my AC joint is basically almost not there anymore. So it's all very, very good.
His AC joint is deceased. AC deceased. Also, Portal makes me think of outer space. Continue. And time travel. Continue. I just had to say that.
Who's winning the battle?
Tell us more about your AC deceased joint.
So anyway, yeah, like it's bad. It's been 6 months. There's still like days where the pain is unbearable, and I still can't put any weight over my head with it. So it's pretty bad. Hopefully this surgery is like pretty much the last option. Like I did everything else in lieu of getting the surgery done, and nothing else has worked. So
have you tried stop getting old?
Have you stopped trying getting old?
She said...
No, she didn't.
Have you stopped trying to get old?
I didn't hear the two.
Yeah, that wasn't what you said.
No, she said, have you tried stop getting to go...
Stop, go to the old get now.
Forget I just shortened everything.
Have you old to the yes, yeah. Hey, who let the dogs out?
Hey, yeah.
So, anyway... Mickey, I have tried that, thus far unsuccessful.
Okay.
Most people just jump
in the portal.
Yeah, when I crack the code, like you apparently have, you and your family of ancient eldritch horrors that live in well into their hundreds.
Yep. Thanks for the reminder.
When I figure that out, yeah, no, all
horrors.
Of her...
Horrors.
Horror. What did I say?
No,
you did. You said
you
that.
Said
I just
that.
Didn't hear
she
the end.
She thought
of
you
it.
Called her a bad name.
I didn't hear the end of it, so I was like,
she heard only the first part of horror.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The second part I lost.
It would
and I was
not
like,
be
what?
The first time today that I was called a bad name.
Wow.
Oh,
why?
Wait, that sounds interesting.
Because I do the drivey thing.
Oh, yep. Right. Yeah, the lift and things.
And every once in a while, I get one of those lovely customers.
Do you throw them out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye. See you later. This one left the door open, so I had to get out, which I was explaining to Murderer. I think she wanted to try and fight me,
which is
why she left the door open. And the minute I stood up and out of the car and she realized that I was a good, like, 4 inches taller than her, she slowly backed away.
But there's, like, nothing to you, though.
No.
Like, you're like a stiff breeze would blow you away.
Probably.
But what happened that she wanted to fight you?
She had a child that needed a car seat.
Oh, and you told her she had to have a car seat, and she got mad about that because following the rules.
Yep, yep.
What did she call you?
Yeah.
Rhymes
how do I that, How do I word that, this?
What's it start with? What letter?
Yeah. The witch.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
And anything else?
There isn't a four-letter word in there, is there?
There were a couple.
Hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And some racism to sprinkle on top.
Huh.
Racism.
Yes.
Yep.
So she was not a you, I take it, then? Or
no.
Was she? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, again, with the this isn't a racial issue, this is a safety issue, but...
Wow.
That's fine.
You know, it's always a racial issue. It's always... If there's one thing I've learned from modern society, it's that it's always a racial issue.
But it's not.
My shoulder is racist against the rest of my body. That's why it's trying to detach my right arm from me.
Well, it is what it is. What are you going to do?
Learned that. So, you know, anyway.
There you go.
It was an interesting day.
It sounds like it.
It's great.
Your shoulder's giving you microaggressions.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it kind of is. I'm definitely macro mad about it, though. So 6 months later, hopefully this will solve the problem.
We'll see.
I guess like these surgeries, though, because originally I was bummed out when I even was considering the fact that I might need surgery because I was like, oh, the stuff I was reading online was saying I was going to be on the shelf essentially for 6 months. But I found out from my appointment yesterday that apparently it's like 4 to 6 weeks and you're back basically fully operational and everything's
fine. I'm sure people milk it.
They probably do. I mean, I got to go back and look. Like maybe that stuff was from, because I know surgeries have come a long way in even just the last 10 years.
Sure.
Maybe that stuff was from prior to that. Cause,
yeah.
Ask the doctor. Through your one of two portals.
But I should do that, yeah.
Through both.
You can message them in either one, which is confusing. So, like, are they logged into both all of the time? That seems like a waste of time and energy.
Would it really shock you?
No, it wouldn't, especially not that hospital system, because they're not known for their efficiencies. Hello Nurse worked for them for a while. Mm. She could tell you stories.
Ooh.
Yeah. Don't go to their hospital either. It's a butcher shop. I look forward to my surgery, though. I trust my doctor. I don't trust any of those wackos in the emergency room down there.
Remember, it's not just going to be your doctor in there, so you're probably going to get butchered.
Sweet. Oh, I'm excited. Gosh. Thank God. Yeah. Finally. Ugh.
You'll still be alive.
It's just a flesh wound.
Huh. You just have your arm on
Listen,
your back.
Listen, just crank up the anesthesia real, real good. That's something I'm looking forward to. I don't do well with anesthesia at all, so that's going to be fun.
As in you don't pass out?
I come out of it very, very, very slowly, and it takes me a long time to gain lucidity.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I am combative and potentially violent, depending on whether or not certain factors are occurring at any given time, because apparently the last time I got surgery done, the nurses had to
restrain
two arm carry me out to the car because it was like 2 hours and it was an outpatient surgery and they needed to get me out the door. So they just loaded me into my mom's car and my mom was driving me home and she offered to get me McDonald's. Well, I wanted a milkshake and the machine wasn't working, of course. And I may have threatened a felony against the man inside the drive-thru window.
Wow.
Ooh, speaking of McDonald's, did you see they're bringing back the Halloween buckets?
Yes.
Oh, no,
I'm so
really?
Excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm getting 3 Happy Meals to get all 3 buckets.
I've already said I will deliver a flying knee right to the temple of any kid that gets between me and one of those buckets.
I saw them. I immediately filled with joy.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're bringing
it back. The nostalgia factor is through the roof. But yeah, I will spin kick your kid through the window, and I will break your jaw when you start screaming about it if you get between me and my Halloween bucket.
I'm excited for them. I liked them, too.
Yeah.
I'm not that old that I don't remember them, or I was like not an adult when they came out.
Yeah, you were. I was going to say, you were like, you know, your early 40s when those came out, right?
What are you pushing out a turd or what's happening here?
Well, Mickey's number 2 and somebody has to deliver it.
Your shirt's yellow, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. And
I think so, too.
The Facebook story didn't work because I couldn't click on the thing.
Oh.
I tried to, and I'm like, this doesn't work.
Is that why people were like writing to me on Messenger about it
probably.
On Facebook?
Yeah. Mm. Oh. Didn't think
now,
that went
Instagram
through.
Instagram should, if you share it to both, it should work on both.
What color did you think your shirt was?
I thought it was yellow, but see, we got our meeting today and everyone was like saying it was orange and stuff.
Here's
it's
the
not
thing
orange at all.
Well, it is sort of.
Well, I guess there's little dots of orange,
yeah.
Like stripes of
orange.
I look
sort of like a tiger.
We'll post it on our Instagram. And we'll let our listeners decide whether or not it's yellow or blue. Yeah, lazy
just
reminder.
Remind me.
Yeah, because it's not, it won't get done in like 5 days. So reminder, like right before next show, and she'll get it done. It'll be fine. But the thing about Instagram though is there's 2 portals. Okay, there's one for Facebook and one for Instagram.
Oh
so
my god,
you can't use both.
Yeah, but
there's
they're supposed to be
everywhere.
Together.
Drowning in portals. Up next. We got to talk about the show first, what we got coming up. We got a news update to get to.
And there's one thing in it that bothers me that they have to tell people to stop doing.
Yeah.
Oh, checking, my God.
Yeah. Checking both portals.
Well, I mean, are you surprised, though, at this point, some of the things we've talked about over the years?
I'm shocked because this is, it doesn't seem good even if it didn't hurt you.
Kara, get ready. We've got 40 things you should do by the time you're 40. We'll see how many you've done.
Alrighty.
We have a listener active. We asked you to rank all 5 of your senses in order of importance. We'll see what you said. And 15 things parents secretly hate about their kids, all on the way in this episode.
Of a freak accident, which, by the way, is fueled by our friend Parlor Beverages.
Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear, are edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with 3 delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And if those flavors weren't enough for you, we've been teasing this new flavor for a while now.
Yes.
It is finally available for pre-order. Ooh. It is not available yet, but drum roll, please. Pumpkin. Just in time for spooky season. We're getting into the thick of it. You can pre-order your Parlor Pumpkin Root Beer right now on their Facebook page, I believe.
Yeah, if you go to Drink Parlor, just search Drink Parlor on Facebook, and they give a link. They're partnered with somebody else to make it. I think it's Black Craft.
Yeah.
And you order it from them, and boom. But
get in now, though, because, I mean, I got a feeling that stuff isn't going to last.
Yeah. Well, they said it's only for a limited time.
Right.
It will sell out. Go pre-order it now.
We're getting samples, though, right, on the show? Because we're, you know, major partners here. Pumpkin root beer.
That's the word.
In my mouth. I want it.
That was the word.
Well, stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparlor.com right now to order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. So when you order this pumpkin root beer, use promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is A Freak Accident.
News update.
So much news, so little time. We gotta go!
Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
There is a hurricane right now. Hurricane Fiona?
Mm. Ooh, it's like the hippo in the Cincinnati Zoo.
That means, though, that there was 5 hurricanes already that were named.
Yeah.
Then, right?
Yes, sir.
Or is it tropical storms and depressions and all that get named too? Or do they have to wait until they become a full-fledged hurricane? How does that work?
I think they get their own name if they're just a tropical storm.
Oh.
You know, I should name my depression. It's around so often. Anyway, Hurricane Fiona has been the one making all of the news because, once again, Puerto Rico has unfortunately been ground zero, devastated, wiped out.
Blackouts for, like, I forget they said, like, millions.
Mm-hmm. Only about 395,000 of Puerto Rico's 1.5 million utility customers had power by 1 p.m. today.
Ugh.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Like literally more than a million people without power.
I think, you know, in America where it's much better off and not having power for, like, 2 hours.
I know.
I get angry.
About half of the island's customers still don't have running water.
Oof.
Jeez. And that's, you know what? It's crazy. How much bad stuff has happened to Puerto Rico in the last handful of years alone? There was an earthquake, another hurricane, right? And now this hurricane.
Maybe. I don't remember.
They just can't catch a break down there. I mean, but that's kind of, I guess it comes with the territory of being in that region, like the Caribbean, so you're always going to be dealing with this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Hurricanes happen all the time. So the hurricane itself is now actually strengthened to a category 4. It is poised to sideswipe Bermuda later this week. So far, 5 people in the Caribbean have died as a result of this storm. I don't know, is it poised? I don't think it's poised to hit, like, the U.S. anywhere, though, is it?
Besides the Puerto Rico.
Well, yeah, and it's, no, Bermuda's not one of our territories. Puerto Rico is.
Yeah.
It's been causing all sorts of havoc and things down there, though. I mean, that's, yeah.
I can't
could
imagine.
Threaten Atlantic Canada, so it's going to go right up the East Coast, but miss mainland U.S.
Interesting.
I wonder if it keeps the strength or if it dies down by the time it hits Canada.
I think, like, once it gets out of warmer water, it typically loses strength, right?
Yeah.
That's how that works. Like, warm water is what makes hurricanes happen.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it's always happening near the Gulf of Mexico right here.
And that's also why they're saying that they're increasing in intensity because climate change is causing ocean temperatures to rise. Therefore, if the water's warmer, more
hurricanes, carry just as strong up there if the water temperature has changed.
Depends how warm the water is up north, I guess. But yeah, that man, so obviously maybe we'll even find something somewhere to donate to help Puerto Rico because
they must have something.
There's got to be something. And at this point, man, they really need it. This is what's playing inside Kara's head.
I'm getting that.
Like every minute of every day.
That's why I look like, how'd you know?
This is interesting. This is actually in our home state. If you remember back in June, somebody left. It was actually in Scranton.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Somebody left a waitress a $3,000 tip.
Oh, I read about this.
On a $13 bill. A WNEP, our hometown station, America's news station, has a bit of an update to this. Things got complicated because the guy who left the money took it back.
Is a schmuck.
What a jerk. Like, what, did he just do it for the quick, hey, attaboy?
That's what they're saying.
Well, and it's like the restaurant thought it, they thought this is weird, this doesn't make sense.
Sure.
But then the charge went through, so they were like, okay. And then it was like, yeah, 3 months later, and the guy is disputing the charge on his card.
Yeah, why would you do that, though?
Like, why even write it?
He the worst part is he said that the tip was part of something called Tips for Jesus.
Oh,
so you're bringing Jesus into this on top of everything.
That was a trend.
Don't blame him.
That was a trend that started in 2015 or 2016 where people started leaving large tips for people.
Yeah.
And, like, you're taking such a good thing.
And ruining it.
Yeah. Now people are going to start going, oh, I'm going to leave a big tip so everybody remembers me as that guy, and hopefully it doesn't get picked up when I take it back.
But that's the thing. The people that are doing this in a good way, they're all utilizing cash.
Right.
So the money is there. It's out. It's done.
Right.
You can't take that back.
Yeah.
I would be, at this point, with somebody like this, and the more that I read about this with the credit card tips, I would say that they're all scams at that point.
Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe, yeah. The waitress, Mariana Lambert, was blown away. She used the money to pay some bills and take her family on a vacation.
Aww.
Very nice. But yeah, that's the thing. Now, like, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, bruh, but like Jesus would be kind of upset by this whole, you know, givesies backsies situation that you're trying to do here.
givesies backsies.
The good news, though, is she did get paid. The restaurant gave her the money.
That's awesome.
But now they're out $3,000. Yeah. So they are suing the dude.
Oh,
good for them. They say they were communicating with him through Facebook for a while, but now he won't respond. He challenged them to sue if they want their money. So that's what they're doing.
Good.
I have a feeling they'll probably get it.
Sure,
because
absolutely.
They have a copy of that receipt on hand.
Yeah. And a news story to go along with it.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
You know he intentionally gave the money and then tried to take it back.
Yep.
So
just wondering, does it say what the restaurant was? Like the name of the restaurant?
It was Alfredo's.
Okay. Well, now I know where I'm going to eat from now on.
Yeah.
Alfredo.
No,
that's
That's
from The Office.
Yeah, is it pizza from by Alfredo or Alfredo's Pizza?
All right.
No.
All right.
All right.
3 hours a week wasn't worth the time I put in to cooking the mystery meat after
Lazy E, what is Beyond Meat?
Beyond Meat is the stuff that you've been seeing Burger King get into, KFC get into, where it's plant-based food.
Okay. Beyond Meat has suspended its chief operating officer after he was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of biting another man's nose during a fight. Yes, the Beyond Meat guy, the guy all about plant-based meats and green meats.
Not hurting animals.
It not hurting animals. Ethics, all this.
Mm-hmm.
Is in fact a cannibal. Just waiting to happen.
Oh.
I'm telling you, man, you don't go for human meat. You can't get that thirst out. Once you taste it, that thirst stays with you. Mm-hmm. He's never going to get that away.
Police arrested the vegan food purveyor's COO, Doug Ramsey, on charges
Wait, his name is Duck?
Doug Ramsey.
Oh, I thought you said Duck.
Duck? Yeah, Duck. His name is Duck, Kara. That's a thing that happens. Charges of terroristic threatening and third-degree battery.
Oh.
He was released on $11,000 bond the following day, according to
That's
court records.
It?
He will feed again. He's got that.
he's got
feed
the
again.
He's got the hunger now. The taste is there, so he had to get out of jail so he could start eating more people.
Oh,
this is how every Florida man story
guy
starts.
Guy is the COO of a billion-dollar company, and his bail was $11,000.
I think you're missing the headline. A guy who goes with no meat food bit meat.
Yeah, human meat.
No, I got
actually,
that part, too, but
he bit the nose, right? So that's only really cartilage.
It's like I'm sorry, and bone, according to you.
Oh, someone tried to get a little nosy.
I mean, this is another in the long, long, long history of people bringing charges against Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
Whether or not this is going to be the one that sticks, I've got... I doubt it will, because none of them have so far. But the New York State Attorney General is now suing former President Donald Trump on criminal charges of fraud. Mm. So apparently he's committed fraud.
Fraud through, of what?
Through his various business ventures in New York. They're saying that he's committed,
okay.
You know, whether it was embezzlement or whatever, the deeper, intricacies of it, I'm not sure of.
Fake news.
That's I'm sure what he's screaming into the void on his dumb website right now. What's it called? Dumb social? Whatever.
I have no I
don't
idea.
Know.
Fake news.
Dump social. Jump social. Jump. I don't know. Anyway. And also Eric, Ivanka, and Donnie Jr. According to court records, knowingly participated in the fraudulent schemes alleged by the Attorney General of New York as well. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. This has been an ongoing investigation, though, about his investments and his business ventures in the state of New York. But they're saying that it's criminal what he did. Mm-hmm. So again, whether or not it sticks, it's unlikely. Nothing else has. I mean, it's one of those things. Like, you know, I don't like the dude, but like they're grasping at so many straws just to find the pasta that finally sticks to the wall.
Right.
I'm not really sure if anything's actually going to come of this, but it's a thing. Kara,
good night.
Kara, do you ever use NyQuil?
Oh no!
Actually, I tried not to use NyQuil because if I do, I'm out for a long time.
I can only use the non-alcoholic version now because there's 10% alcohol in NyQuil. Mm-hmm. And I'm not risking that to go on a relapse spree.
Yeah, no, man.
Not saying it would, but just the idea of it scares me. So I found the non-alcoholic version doesn't put you to sleep as fast.
Sure.
Have either of you, having used NyQuil, I assume,
yeah.
Have you ever considered... boiling your chicken in it?
No.
No, I have not.
What is that?
That's a picture
of it.
Oh, yeah.
Gross. I'm going to post that, too.
Yeah,
just
no.
Just to make everybody else feel gross.
So there was a thing on TikTok.
Of course it was.
Earlier this year, it was a health trend called the Sleepy Chicken Challenge. Where people were supposedly, I think we talked about this on the show, actually. People were supposedly boiling chicken in NyQuil. Some people claimed it was a cure for the common cold.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Yeah. You're wrong.
So Murderer showed this to me last night.
Yeah.
I did have to say, I'm okay with this.
Only no!
Wait.
No!
Dr. Mickey weighing in.
Because
oh my God.
At least it's something that's actually edible, unlike Tide Pods.
It's not edible.
But here's the thing.
Well, what do you do with NyQuil exactly?
You drink it.
But like in very small amounts. You're only supposed to take like a couple... whatever that is, like a little sippy cup's worth.
No, actually,
one
you're
of those
not
little
supposed
shot
to
glasses.
Cook
yeah.
it at all, to be honest.
But here's the thing: it will kill your liver.
It well, will yeah, kill a lot like of. It might any kill alcohol. You.
Well, that's what
you
I mean
drink.
With the liver. No, but this is worse because of the medication inside. Mm-hmm. If you take. Because people used to, like kids who couldn't buy alcohol, that's why you have to be carded when you right. buy NyQuil anymore, because kids would use it to get high
sure.
and drunk. Mm-hmm. What I don't get about it is that NyQuil doesn't taste good.
No.
No.
Well,
so,
yeah,
no.
No, there's no flavor of NyQuil that tastes good. So in what world is this a good idea? Huh, chicken. Oh, I'm going to... flavor it up with some NyQuil. Head down to Flavor
yeah,
Town.
That's gross.
Doctors came out right away, warned about the dangers. Now, the Food and Drug Administration of the United States of America God. Has issued a special alert. They say boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in unpredictable ways. Even if you don't eat it, simply cooking See? It can wreak havoc on your lungs because you'd be inhaling the vapors.
See?
Ooh, it gives me the vapors.
Although they did not say anything about DayQuil, so take from that what you will.
Nope. Let it...
Go. Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, yeah.
Take me
so
out
this is,
with the crowd.
You guys hear about that Body kid in the Little League World Series?
Yep.
Who fell out of the bed and broke his head?
Yeah, like...
And Jill came
like
tumbling after.
Yeah.
Jill
no,
came
but,
tumbling after.
But what scares me about it is it's such a common thing, like somebody who's in a bunk bed to fall out.
Sure.
And he had catastrophic... They didn't know he was going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
He fractured his skull after falling from a bunk bed with no safety rails.
Oh,
that's insane. No. He was Easton Oliverson. That's an unfortunate name. He's of Utah's Snow Canyon Little League. He fell from a bunk bed while sleeping on August 15th at the Players' Dormitory in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Critically injured, he was placed on a medically induced coma and underwent multiple surgeries.
Oh,
I guess he's on the road to recovery now?
Yeah, it was iffy at one point. It was
sure.
very sketchy. But once it was like a day or two after they said it was sketchy, it was like a miracle.
Hmm.
He just like started progressing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I just can't imagine his parents.
I know.
That he went to something that's supposed to be like once in a lifetime, playing
yeah.
in a Little League World Series,
yeah.
and falls out of a bed.
So he was in the top bunk, I assume.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So, yeah, his family is now suing both the league,
sure.
so the Little League World Series themselves, and the manufacturers of the beds for mm-hmm. not having safety rails, which you have to... When I first heard this story, I was like, oh, God, here we go. Another sue-happy bunch of people mm-hmm. trying to sue bed makers because he fell out of a bed. Didn't realize when I got into the story that it was a bunk bed
right.
and also that there were no safety rails.
Right.
How are you going to build a bunk bed without rails around the sides of it?
But why sue the league?
Probably
so
because
they're responsible yeah. for putting everything together.
Yeah.
So oh, like, okay.
those bunk beds probably aren't there throughout the rest of the season. They probably order them all in
now
for
the
they
whole
are
thing
also,
and then get rid of them and then do the same thing the next year.
Mm-hmm.
They are also responsible for the safety of the players and their living situation and everything else.
You know, I had a bunk bed growing up and there was a rail for a while. But I think when I got older, I like took it off or something. How did I not also do that?
Well, it explains
that
a lot.
Do you, yeah. How many times did you fracture your skull?
Oh, I don't know.
See?
I can't
she
remember.
Doesn't even remember. Yeah, that's why.
No, but right. Oh, that's, I mean,
it's
all you need
terrifying.
Is one like wrong turn and that's it.
Yeah, wrong turn and then just the way you fall.
Sure.
It could have killed them.
I've
yeah.
never fallen out of bed even without rails, though.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah,
I had
I
a dream. I still remember. I was very young. I was like 5 years old. And I had a dream about I was in a race car. And it took a wrong turn. And I guess I moved with it. And boom!
Wow.
Yeah. You falling out of the bed, too?
Yeah, and I always knew I was doing it. I would wake up mid-fall because all of a sudden my dream would turn into me falling off a cliff. And I'm like, ah, we're doing it again.
Yeah.
She would notice it.
Yep.
That's nice.
You're wasting all your time. Here's a dime if you find a payphone. But no iPhone.
Yeah, so the new iPhone 14 came out last Friday. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to because I need the better camera.
Oh, yeah, for all of the TikTok videos that we do here on the show.
And all the things you post without me reminding you.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. What do you see this week? Just you wait.
Yeah. Okay, out of spite, you're going to do something right. Oh, show me, Kara.
Yeah.
Show me.
Man, we're all going to suffer for this one.
There's
a dude in India named Dheeraj Palil. Nice. He was really excited about this iPhone, like super, super duper excited. So last week, he flew 1,800 miles from southern India to Dubai just so he could get the iPhone a few hours before he could have gotten it had he just stayed home.
Oh, my gosh.
So how much money did he pay in total? It makes me wonder.
He spent $1,600 on the phone itself and another $500 on plane tickets.
Oh my God.
Wait, the plane was only $500?
Well, it was in India.
She's pointing out the iPhone
was three times the cost of the plane ticket.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I might wait a little longer to get my new one. I'm saying $1,600.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. To wait a couple more hours to save $500?
Yeah.
Was it that important for you, bro? What did you do with those extra couple hours that you couldn't have done had you just waited that time?
Here's the thing. It's one of those insatiable needs people have where they get a tick in their head that, oh my God, if they get it before me, then I'm not going to be, what if they sell out? Oh my God, if someone gets it before me, I'm going to learn all the stuff before I can learn it myself. It's like, just don't look online.
Apparently, in 2017, 2019, and 2021, he made this trip for those new iPhones as well, because I guess,
That's his thing.
But in those instances, it was like a good half a month before the phone came out in his home, wherever he was.
Yeah, but if you get used to doing it at that point, I guess.
But I mean, a couple hours, though?
If it's his thing.
Super frugal Mickey's like, blow half a grand to go get a stupid phone
Listen,
a couple hours early. That makes sense.
You're already blowing the money on a $2,000 phone that's probably worth $10. Whatever.
Listen, Dheeraj, okay? Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Just give us your banking info and we'll take money from you for no stupid reason. I mean, I'll be happy to.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? The next t-shirt we come out with, you'll get it a couple hours earlier. If you give us $1,600.
And it'll have your face on it.
Yeah.
We promise.
One of a kind.
Yep.
I'm tagging this guy in the social post.
It's happening.
You have to.
Find this fool. I intend to take him for all he's worth. Up next.
Wow.
40 things you should do by the time you're 40. Kara, prepare to be disappointed in yourself.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
I'm 40 and I know it.
My life song.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's your theme song.
It's actually getting close to 41, guys.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so you're over that hill.
Yeah.
With Kate Bush and Lazy E. How old are you?
I'm 39.
39. Okay. 39. Mickey is 36.
In December.
Okay. And I'm 33.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious? That's it?
You didn't know that? My youthful vigor doesn't impress you?
Don't impress me much.
Okay, so I just got to stop saying anything related to songs.
You really do.
Our friends at Southwest North South. Yes, that's right.
SWNS,
they have a list, rather it was a poll of 2,000 people asking them to name the things that you should accomplish or at least strive before you hit 40 years old.
Oh, boy.
They've broken some of the best results of this poll down into five categories.
Okay? Wait, this scares me because I have less than a year to make this happen.
You better strap on the rocket shoes and get moving here.
Strap on, wrap. I didn't know where we were going with that, man.
Honestly.
I was like, I'm not doing any of that.
I started that sentence not knowing where it was going either, but it ran its course in the end. So number five, okay, Kara, I want to see how many of these you've done. Lazy E, you have less than a year. Mickey and I have plenty of time.
Whatever.
But don't you worry about that. Random life events. Own a pet.
Done.
You both done that. Okay. Have a really bad hangover.
Oh, yeah, been there.
Done that.
Been there. Win at least $10 on a lottery ticket.
Done that.
Done that.
Okay. Try to be a vegetarian.
Yeah, I've done that.
I've done it for a month.
Yeah.
Why did you try it at all?
I was doing, when I was back really dieting, I did a cleanse.
Okay.
For a month, but then I realized how much I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there was nothing to look forward to. Like, you know, you look
forward
to eating.
You probably did it right. That's probably why. You probably
I did it exactly how you're supposed to do it.
I can't imagine omitting all meat and poultry and all of that from my diet.
I found all of the fake and bacon I could find.
Are you a vegetarian? You're
not, right?
But you tried it.
Yeah, when I was much younger.
This is going to be one I'm never going to get because I'm never going to be. How long did you try it for?
I tried it in high school because all my friends were doing it. Yep. So I was like 17. But I ate like not the right stuff. I ate like vegetables and like ice cream and stuff because I did have dairy still. I wasn't vegan. I just the vegetarian part. And I ended up going to the doctor and he was like, your body is, you're doing this wrong. Unless you're going to like really commit to it, you need to eat meat.
You're
like,
malnourished. You're, right. Yeah.
Well, so, you see, if
like
you do
6 months or something,
you do it right, you won't feel that way.
Right. Yeah.
You'll actually survive.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing though. There was a story not that long ago, not to completely sidetrack, but there was a couple, it was parents. They had charges brought against them for, I believe, the murder of their kid because they forced the kid, who was like a toddler or like even like a baby, a very small young child, to follow a vegetarian diet, and the kid died because vegetarian diet is not enough to sustain the human existence. So you can't do it.
Well, no,
it's not good for you.
My aunt does it, and she's fine.
For now.
Well, oh, she's been doing it for like well over 30
but
years.
But I mean protein from.
Human beings cannot survive like their whole lives on just a vegetarian diet, despite people saying, well, it's so much better for you than a meat diet.
The major thing is B12 only comes from meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is a huge part of what humans need.
Fascinating.
Mm. There's B12 in your
energy drink.
In your energy drink here. 260%.
You're going to live forever.
I already have 260% of my daily usage.
Man, I bet his meat with all the extra B12 in it is probably delicious.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Where's that? Where's the guy from Beyond Meat? Where is he at? I got some Lazy E flank steak here for you.
Yeah, that's right. What are you talking about? I'm prime rib. I'm layered in fat.
Next on the list, attend a black tie event.
Yes. Yep.
Go skinny dipping?
Yeah.
No. Nope.
I've never done that.
And fight someone.
Like I've never
physically?
Done that.
Yeah.
I've used my words to fight people, yeah.
Now, I think this sounds like it's a legitimate fight, like a physical altercation. Why would you want something like that to happen?
What about been in one.
What about when you're
you've
a kid and you fight your siblings? And slap them around. Does that count? Because I've done that.
Mickey, how many fights have you been in?
Two.
Oh my gosh.
And almost one today.
You're a violent maniac.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mickey.
You know, despite all the things that I say on this show, I'm a pacifist. But you, on the other hand, are just out here.
I did not instigate the fight. I did not start the fight. Yeah, I tried to become.
But you ended it.
Mickey's out here hurling haymakers around like it's nobody's business. Number four, living arrangements. Have an apartment in the middle of a city? Why would you want that?
I've done that.
I don't ever want to live in a city ever for any reason at all.
It was nice.
I've had an apartment in the middle of a town.
Yeah, no, you see.
Is that all right?
It was
not a city, Kara.
You see, the thing is, what's nice about that is that you could, like, walk to everything.
Right.
Which was really nice. There was so much availability to everything.
Did Dallas have good public transport?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Live outside of a city.
Yeah.
Who's got all this money to be moving around all over the place like
this? I did both.
Buy a house.
Yeah.
And have a mortgage. That kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, so you could be depressed once in your life.
Yeah, totally.
Forever.
for 30 years following.
For 30 years, yeah.
Traveling, visit other continents.
I've never visited another continent. Country, I have, not continent.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess maybe I haven't either then.
What do you mean maybe you have?
Well, I want to make sure. I'm trying to think of the places I've been to.
So anywhere in Europe?
No.
Central America? South America?
Wait, Central America is not a
separate... Well, that's not its own continent. South America is, though.
No. Okay, no, I haven't.
Asia?
I haven't.
Africa?
No. I don't even want to go to
Australia? Antarctica?
I think I've been there.
Mickey, you've gone to Europe plenty of times.
Yes.
I know. Okay.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Go on a cruise.
Yeah.
Go whale watching.
A cruise does not appeal to me whatsoever.
Have I been on a cruise? Oh yeah, I did go on a cruise.
Was it fun?
Did you not like it? It
was like I liked mine.
It was, I think, an eighth grade trip. Yeah,
eighth grade trip on a cruise.
I went to Catholic school.
Well, you don't like boats, Lazy E?
Well, no. Here's the thing, I'm stuck around people, and then like I like people, but I don't like to be stuck in just one place. And it's like, look, you get to visit a new country. For like 5 hours, maybe.
And if you don't get back to the port on time, we're leaving you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't seem fun to me. I want to go and experience the country, not the water.
You have a job, though. You're stuck in one place for all day, and you get to go visit your own home for about 5 hours, and then you have to come
back.
But
I'm not in water.
Okay. Fair enough. see a Broadway show?
I have.
Of course.
See some of the seven wonders of the world.
What are they?
The pyramids?
No. What else?
I don't know. Look them up. And fly first class at least once.
I haven't done that yet either.
No.
I've done that.
I'm too cheap.
I don't know if I saw any seven wonders. Grand Canyon is one, right? Great Wall of China is one.
I've seen the Grand Canyon. Boom.
In a picture.
I flew over it.
Okay. I flew over it.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Oh.
You saw it.
Okay. What about?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Great Pyramids or whatever they're called.
I don't know. Mickey, look up the seven wonders and explain it to Kara off mic. Moving forward, though, career stuff.
Right.
Earn a degree.
Yes.
Yep.
Reach management level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get fired.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've never gotten fired.
Been there.
No.
You've silent fired, though, right? Whatever.
I've silent fired people.
Yeah, quiet fire. That's the one. Start a business.
Yep.
Land your dream job.
Yeah.
I don't have a dream of having a job.
Oh my God.
That's sad.
I got so sad.
Mickey is the anti Martin Luther King Jr. I do not have a dream.
Because there was that nice pause where it made me feel really sad for one moment.
Oh
I don't
God.
Have
no,
there's
just no dream job.
Right, yeah. and say volunteer and save for retirement. And number one is relationship stuff. Fall in love was the number one overall answer on the poll.
Mm-hmm.
Also, have a one-night stand.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Did it.
There's still time.
And it's all because of my dream
Kara's
job.
Kara's already 40, so it's over.
And I'm married.
Right,
not
true.
Having one-night stand.
Well, I mean, you know.
What if you just, like, go no, no, no.
What if you and Golfer pretended to not know each other?
Does that count?
Yeah,
why not? Got the whole system.
Here's the deal. Go to a hotel, like go on vacation,
yeah,
and then, you know, do the thing, and then leave the room and don't come back.
Listen,
one night stand.
Here's what you can do, okay? Broil your chicken in NyQuil, and then you won't remember it, and it'll basically be like the same thing.
All right, good to know. Thanks for the...
Have your heart broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get married and have a kid.
I won't be
last
a
two,
kid.
No and no.
Yeah, no. So
nope.
It's not for everybody. Why would that be? That's not...
Yeah, you see, you can't put have a kid and get married. Because that's...
Both of those things aren't necessarily applicable to every single person.
Exactly. Like, fall in love is applicable to everybody.
Sure.
That is easily, you could put that
now,
to everybody.
Again, that doesn't mean you stay in love. It just means you fall in love.
It just means you felt the idea of love.
I felt a warm feeling once a long time ago.
And then I realized I had diarrhea.
Let us know if you've accomplished these or anything else you'd add or take away from the list. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. We are moving on now to our listener active. Rank your five senses in order of importance.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
I've got five senses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh, wow.
It's perfect. The question is, and this is another one from Southwest, North South,
Swings.
Actually. Due to a miscommunication and Kara being asleep at the wheel most of the time, we did not necessarily communicate this properly, but our listener active did ask what sense, which of your five senses you would eliminate.
Yeah.
But the Swins poll was asking people to rank their five senses in order of importance. But I guess we can distill it down to which one do you think is the least important?
Well, that's
ultimately
the thing.
Everything else doesn't matter.
I think that's more fun.
Sure.
Because you have to pick which one would you eliminate.
Yeah.
Like, that's more drastic. Not ranking them. It's like, well, I still have them all.
So this is going to sound like a taxes answer, right? But aren't taste and smell linked?
They are.
Like, both of them are, in fact, actually the same sense, right?
Technically. Mm-hmm. They work together.
Right. But that's the thing. You can't lose one and maintain the other. If you lose one, you essentially lose both.
No, I think you could. I think you could lose one.
But it ruins the other one.
Right. Yeah,
like it completely F's it up.
Yeah, it's not as intense, I guess you can say.
Or accurate.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
like chicken stops tasting like chicken if you can't smell chicken anymore.
Sure. One would argue that all of your senses work in tandem, and so that if you lost one, you would...
No.
My eyeballs have nothing to do with my ability to taste a delicious steak.
But when you go to dinner, if the steak has a nice presentation...
It's true. That is part of your eating.
It is, but it doesn't affect your taste.
It's part of the enjoyment of a meal. I'll say this.
I'll just rub my face on it,
or
I'll scream at it so I can see it like Daredevil.
I thought you were going to say like a bat.
Same thing. But, echolocation. It's all the same.
I will argue, Kara, that touch doesn't affect my taste.
It might.
How?
If you pick up a smushy booger type food,
I'm still going to taste it.
At first, it might be, oh my gosh, this is a booger. And then you eat it and it's like, oh wait, actually, it's a slimy snail that's delicious if you like that kind of thing.
So how does touch affect my taste?
Well, what if you don't like it? What if you are grossed out and you automatically think it's going to taste bad? Maybe you put that in your mind that it's going to taste bad.
But if you lose your, what I'm saying is if you lose your touch, it's not going to affect your taste.
It might though.
Mickey, how do you feel?
Doesn't.
How do you feel about Kara's reckless attack upon your people, insulting escargot?
Escargot is
like
not
that.
My people.
Well, no, but you're French, and they invented that.
I think God invented it.
They didn't invent snails.
Only in France would they look at a snail and say, "Ho ho, this will be delicious." I mean, they're right. It is.
It's
delicious.
Really good.
But anyway,
yeah, it's really good. It's
so, given this question, what sense? Mickey, would you get rid of your five? So the senses are taste, sight, smell, touch, and hearing.
Probably sight.
Oh my God! You're sick!
Why would you want to get rid of sight?
Wow.
She's seen it all.
Yeah. Well, like, I think of like all of the things I go through in a daily function, and like sight is the least of what I utilize. I listen to more things.
You drive.
Yeah. Well, sure, I drive, but
you literally use your eyes to make money.
Yeah, but I don't have to. I could do other stuff. There's okay. Other jobs you can do without sight.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying?
I mean, it seems to me that that's
wow.
Perhaps ill-advised.
What do you mean?
The one you?
I don't know. I just
well,
feel.
Well, no, but that's what she
said.
No.
That is what she said. I get it.
That's literally what she said.
I'm not sure that your reasoning 100% makes sense.
But maybe to her it does.
Maybe to her. I'm just saying, from my perspective, it doesn't make sense.
Agree.
I mean, but then again, Mickey is the kind of person who would like do something on a whim and be like, "Eh, I'll find out the repercussions later." NBD.
Sure.
So that's the thing. She'd be like, "Oh, sight, easy, boom," and then like she would lose her sight and be sitting there like, "Ah, oh, crap, I didn't think this through." It would be like something like that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to go do this. Oh, wait, no, I tripped and fell down the stairs. Whoops, I forgot. You need your eyes to be able to find out where you're going.
No, you don't.
You have to learn everything different, though. I don't know. Your eyes are very important.
I think Mickey likes the challenge.
Sure, there we go.
There you go. Yeah, that's, yeah. She went for the hardest one because that would make it.
I just think about how I act in the morning. My eyes are still closed when I'm going down the stairs. I've kind of like maneuvered my way through the house.
She also would never have to look at poor murderer ever again, and that would make her happy.
Oh my god!
Ouch.
You said it, not me. Anyway, Kara, which sentence would you get rid of?
This is tough, but I am going because now I'm. I had my answer, but then I was thinking, I do use this. It is associated with memories and stuff, but I'm going to go with smell.
Smell?
Yeah. Oh,
that's tough.
Yeah, man. You won't smell that smell that happens after rainfall anymore.
I know.
No more flowers.
Or, the dangerous smells to let you know that you're poisoning yourself.
I smell, even at night, I'll smell Timmy's little head.
Well, at least she doesn't have to smell SBDs anymore.
True.
It smells like a little needle. But, and I have so many memories that it's like, ooh, this smells like Christmas and like that kind of stuff. But it can't be sight. It can't be hearing. It can't be taste because I love food so much. And it can't be touch because I really feel like I rely on knowing what is happening. What about my sixth sense? I don't really need that one that much. I'm not worried about ghosts.
You see dead people?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about them. And if they look, I would be fine letting that one go for sure if I had that option.
Well, we said five, so.
All right, well, then I guess that's my
that
answer.
That one literally says six in it.
I guess my answer stands.
So.
What?
So, anyways, after that weird turn. I kind of agree with Kara in the sense that food is a big part of my life. I love food. Yeah. So taste, no way.
Right.
Eyes, I need to see.
Right.
I like seeing. I love seeing. Hearing, that's my entire life, is hearing.
Yeah.
I rely a lot on my ears. My hears, as I think they should be called.
Well,
I don't think they should be called ears. They should be called hears.
Maybe that is
It
connected.
Says what they do.
They basically are. You just have to have a little more breath in your voice.
Hears.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
My ears.
But smell, I like smelling things. Even my own farts.
Ugh.
You like your own brand.
Everybody does. It's true.
Yeah. It's like an accomplishment, even when it's terrible.
Nah. If two people are in an elevator and one farts, you both fart at the same time, but one doesn't smell, do you like the other person's fart?
Absolutely.
Well, it depends. It depends. If they're like eating kimchi, no.
Get to the point, man.
She brought up the farts.
You brought up the farts.
Well, I don't need these existential riddles right now. We're running low on time.
Go ahead.
Touch.
So touch. Mm.
Absolutely touch. Because I think I can, everything, it just wouldn't affect me that much.
Don't you have to use a soundboard?
Yeah, but
that
still,
you
I could.
Touch?
It'll be like every day.
Mickey, who said she could get by without vision, is arguing, you can't use your fingers if you can't touch.
You could still use your fingers.
You just can't sense their usage.
It would be like doing this. Like, what joy is out of me slapping you in the face if this was my hand? There's no joy there. I want to feel it.
Let me tell you, I still have touch, and having a bottle end in my face feels weird. and almost like it should be on a different show.
Yeah.
Or video.
Touch. Easy. Touch is
the
answer.
You're saying touch too?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, man.
Why are you saying touch?
Because it's the thing that I really honestly think has the least sensory value in terms of when I use it. I mean, granted, you can feel stuff, but there's much more value, I think, in smelling, in hearing, in tasting,
exactly.
And in seeing.
You let me have that no touch works on the grill.
What's that?
I said, that's you let great. Me know how that no touch works on
again,
the grill.
You're sitting here saying, oh, I can get by without vision. I can definitely, you could still manipulate things without feeling them. People do that. It is a thing.
But if
different.
You
and like,
can't feel
oh my
the
God.
Heat
how are you gonna wipe
from
your
the
butt?
Grill,
oh,
that how would you know?
Today?
I have thermometers.
You can still wipe your okay. butt.
Literally,
you don't
there's,
know how you're doing it. Sorry, go
there's
ahead.
A thermometer on my grill that tells me how hot it is. That's all I need. I don't. Do you? Wait a minute. Hold
so
on. Hold on. Wait. Do you
everywhere?
Put your finger on the grill in order to figure out how hot it is?
Well, it's hot
no,
enough.
But I can.
I got third degree.
Coming off.
Yeah.
What about if you use your adult brain?
Butt diapers.
And you think about adult activities, and now you don't have the sense of feeling anymore. You're cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Still. The other ones
I'm
have
I'm posing that for other people, maybe. Not they, you guys necessarily, but these, maybe that would be important to some people to yeah. be able to feel that kind
right.
of connection.
I agree with Crisco. The others are the money senses.
Yeah.
Touch, if I have to lose one, I don't want to lose touch.
Yeah.
But if I have to lose one, that's it.
I'm giving you chopsticks to use as hands for an entire week.
How does that? How does that? No.
It works. It would be
no,
the,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, because I don't. Fine. Okay.
I'll give you those little claw things. Those little pinchy things.
All of a sudden, I lose my touch and I just have my pinkies
okay,
to work
no,
with.
Fine. I'll give you the pinchy things. You can have two pinchy things
I'm
for
arms.
I'm
not a crab because I lost touch.
But I'm saying to have an example of what it would be like to not be able to feel anything.
Okay, what I'm saying is I wouldn't want to lose touch, but if I have to pick from all of them.
Yeah,
I guess.
Which one is the least important? It's touch.
Touch.
It is touch.
In fact, that's the only right answer.
Yeah, I don't go around feeling.
Oh, you.
I don't go around touching things being like, ah, yes, the nostalgia of what this railing feels like.
Yeah.
But I do get nostalgia from smells, from tastes, from sight, from hearing things.
And plus, Mickey, to go back to your point of the grill, if I accidentally burn myself, bonus.
Yeah, you can't even feel it. So you're you're basically a superhero at that point.
But
I feel no pain.
Your hand falls off because you burned it so badly.
I'm not going to feel it to care.
But then you don't have a hand, and now you do have a chopstick on the end of your arm.
I'm completely That's ignored. Not what they put at the end of your arm.
What is your obsession with replacing our hands with chopsticks?
Yeah, this is not what they do.
I still love Mickey's argument. Oh, I can get by without seeing, easily get rid of
but
that
touch.
Crap. But, oh, God, how are you going to know how hot your grill is when you can't feel it?
You know what?
I don't know. I'll use any number of other methods to determine heat. I'll drop water on it. When I see it evaporate, I'll know it's hot. It's not that big of a deal.
Was it me, or did it just get...
Somehow feeling the heat using my hand digits from the grill is more important than being able to see.
Now let's calm down. We have listeners that have chimed
more
in.
More important than being
oh my
able
God,
to
that's
see.
Right. I forgot about that.
We have listeners that
did
chime.
Some listeners are active, guys. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you what our listeners said.
You're all wrong unless you said touch.
We won't get that phasidia with this. OMG, Becky. Since it's more than halfway gone, I'll say hearing.
Oh. Thanks, Becky.
Yeah, how does that work? You listen to a podcast all the time and you yeah. can't hear half of it. Maybe
oh,
that's
yeah.
why she
it's
enjoys
because
it.
You're
so
screaming into the microphone.
Maybe that's
you're making
why
you're deaf.
Maybe that's why she enjoys it so much because she can't hear it.
Maybe.
Wait, which half is she hearing of the podcast?
Well, hopefully, the good half.
Hopefully, the second half today because this is funny. Amber says, "Oof." That's
that's not a sense.
And that's Crisco's broken.
That's a sound.
And the rest of it says, "That's tough, but I'm going with sight."
Oh my God, you guys are serial killers.
Mad. How will they know how hot their grills are?
Yes,
it's such an important thing. It's such an important thing. Forget
said,
vision. Forget being able to see. How will I know how hot my grill is?
Yeah.
How will I know?
That's right. Okay.
You know what? You can have all my other senses. Just leave touch so I know how hot my grill is. Otherwise, how will I cook anything?
And Nancy says, "This is a difficult decision, but I would choose the sense of smell. Then I wouldn't have to smell the skunk's odor as it visits our yard every night. I also would be immune.
It's not.
Smelling.
It's just the neighborhood pothead. It's not the skunk. Quit blaming the skunk.
Any horrible fart odors emitted by others.
See, smell would be my second choice.
Where's Deez with his stupid answers? Why didn't he participate?
Taxes.
Right.
That's
something
all
about taxes. Yeah. Taxes. Well, will I be able to pay back taxes if I can't smell or something?
That was all it said. And that's just, we're only going to get into three of them because we've been going a little crazy here.
Fair enough, yeah.
One sense I wouldn't get rid of is my sense of humor.
According to the SWNS poll, 77% of respondents said sight is the most important sense.
Yes.
Which, of course, they would say
that. Oh, that's right, Mickey.
But Mickey has to be the weirdo contrarian, so
and
of course she would say. Yeah.
Facebook.
Right, yeah. Which one would I get? Seeing. Who cares? Doesn't mean anything. so, sight, followed by hearing, and touch got 6% of the vote.
Yeah.
Sense of smell only got 2%.
What?
So the
taste
answer.
Ranked last with 1%.
What?
Oh my God.
More people would be willing to get rid of taste than anything else.
Wow.
That's
that
sick.
Is madness.
That is
all
madness.
All food just tastes like nothing.
I mean, it's a great way to go on a binge diet.
I have seen people who have like more or less permanently lost their sense of taste and smell from COVID openly weep because they can't taste or smell food or anything anymore.
That's terrible. Oh. I would hate that.
That seems like a nightmare.
It does.
Oh.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Mickey's just going to braille her way into the future, though.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, she's just going to
braille her way into the future.
She knows her way around the house. Nothing's going to surprise her.
Oh, my God.
She knows where everything is in the house. Doesn't need to see it. She could just smell her way there.
When she goes to work one day, we're going to go in and rearrange all the furniture.
Yeah,
on
that's a great joke.
Yeah, she's going to jump, jump in the car to Uber somebody and kill a school classroom full of children
that
going to recess.
That is the only job that I am capable of doing.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well,
you can,
she might need
on the steering wheel. She's fine.
But me and Crisco... Me and Crisco, because we don't have touch, we have to have chopstick hands.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, you do.
Yeah, Mickey, well, you can still grill. You can't see what you're doing, but at least you can feel how hot it is. Thank God.
That's right.
That's all that matters.
That's right.
Just grab everything else with your hands. Your sense of touch will guide you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the Flash.
What?
This has been like we've really gone off the rails here. This is like the most off the rails we've been in quite some time. I appreciate it though.
Yeah.
I
welcome it.
Yeah, so that's gonna do it for the show. Unfortunately, we have no time to get to the 15 things parents secretly hate about their kids. That will have to wait until next week. Along with the 2022 Ig Nobel winners.
Ooh.
We've done those before. We do those every year. That's like the weird science experiments where people get awards for doing like really odd stuff in the fields of science. So we'll review that next week along with reasons you hate your kids. So that's coming back as well. So in the meantime, though, connect with the show at our website, afreakaccident.com. We've got every episode we've ever done in the podcast section. We've got all of the links to our social media profiles in the connect section. You can buy our shirt in the shop section. You can also request free stickers there as well. The most important thing, though, when it comes to any podcast, you might know this, is you got to subscribe. Wherever you listen, subscribe. And leave us a good review. 5 stars. If you got the opportunity to leave feedback, say, great. Please? Thank you,
nice.
I guess.
Just don't think of Mickey's driving when you're thinking of our review for the podcast.
Right, yeah. Yeah, just think of Mickey blindfolded.
Listen, I am a 5-star driver.
Think of Mickey blindfolded trying to deal with a bee's nest. It's hysterical. So,
I can hear the bees buzzing. Thank you very much.
And you can feel them. You'll definitely feel them. AfreakAccident.com is the website, and our email is freaks@AfreakAccident.com. Thanks for listening. We really do appreciate it. We'll catch you again soon. Accident. And for Kara's orange shirt, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
But I forgot what I was going to say.
Who let the dogs out? Who?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.